I want to congratulate you for your statement yesterday that the United States is considering seeking the prosecution of Omar Gaddafi for the 1988 Pan Am 103 bombing that killed 189 Americans, including 33 of my fellow New Jerseyans. And that comes on the heels of the reports by the ex-Justice Minister of Libya that Gaddafi personally ordered the attack. And so I hope you'll give us, as this moves along, a sense of how we're going to verify this information. I hope we get access to the Justice Minister soon, and what time frame we might expect a decision on whether we will seek to prosecute Gaddafi for that heinous crime. And also, I want to urge you to consider, you know that I and other of my colleagues on this committee issued a report on the release of the convicted Pan Am 103 bomber, al-Megrahi, which was released, we believe, from a Scottish prison on false pretenses. I want to urge you to consider requesting of any potential new Libyan government that may come out as a result of what is going on in Libya. I know it's a little premature to say that, but I want to put it on your radar screen that I hope that if there is a new Libyan government, when we engage with that government, that we will consider asking for the extradition of al-Megrahi to finish serving his sentence instead of sitting in the lap of luxury.
Well, first, Senator, thank you for your continuing focus on this terrible crime. I represented New York, and of course many of the victims were from Syracuse University. I have met, like you, many times with family members, and it is just a heartbreaking experience. And justice must be served. So what we are doing is reaching out, based on these recent reports, to the FBI and the Justice Department, which have the jurisdiction over any continuing prosecution, to ask that they immediately try to take whatever actions are possible. I was given a letter yesterday by two of the family members in the House hearing, which outlines a number of ways that we could proceed, and I have sent that over to Justice and the FBI. I don't think it's only Gaddafi. I think that there may be others as well who were involved in some way, and like you, I would like the families to have whatever information they can finally get, and then whatever legal action we can take.